You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app. You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
Hoo-ah! We should bring that back. Hoo-ah! Let me get a hit of that inhaler.
Yeah, you sound a little not so good today.
Stuffy. I'm a little stuffy. Like puffy.
It's not cocaine. It's just a little inhaler.
Yeah, Vicks
inhaler. Vicks,
yeah.
Stuffed up around this time of year.
And that helps.
Yes, it does.
Which one? What do you got there, Rick?
The yeah, you got a little one too.
Yeah.
These things are great. We're all on them.
I gotta get one.
Oh, they're great, and they last you years. Like there's no, it's just a stick in there. But
yeah. I don't know how that works.
I mean, I stick it up my nose, but
no,
I shove it way up in my nose.
Feel it.
Seal off the other nostril and suck it up, and now you feel just underneath your eyes, to the top of your brain, you get a little bit of burn. You're like, oof, that is sweet satisfaction right there, friends.
Yeah, it's like a mini. He also does it in his butthole.
Smoke out of my butt.
Butt's like a vacuum.
Sure.
All right. So, Riggins strip club reviews.
Let's go.
Fired up
now.
All right. This is where we go across the country and read real reviews from strip clubs across the country. We will start in Nashville, Tennessee, at a place called Deja Vu. John left a 1-star review. Anastasia is a rat. Is a dirty rat scoundrel. In no way, shape, or form fall for her deal. Unless you have money in your pocket. She's wildly beautiful and unbelievably articulate. But if you let her, she's going to pull you for a couple $100. I'm more than welcome to delete this review if she wants to talk about it. But otherwise, she has broken my unbreakable heart.
Oh man.
He sounded so good until the end.
Anastasia, are you proud of yourself? You have broken his unbreakable heart.
What he thought was unbreakable.
That's right.
I've been by that club so many times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know that one?
Yeah, because I mean, every time we're in Nashville, at some point we end up driving by that club.
Really?
It's got purple sign.
Yeah. So, Anastasia, if you want to talk, he's willing to talk to you.
Yeah. Let's get these two crazy kids back together.
She took him for a couple $100.
She took me.
Yeah, that's her job, sir.
Yeah, because she's so articulate. Yeah,
your job is to not give her a couple $100 if you don't want to.
You know, that's what most guys, when they're going in a strip club, they melt when the stripper is articulate.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Be still my beating heart. Then we'll go to Lincoln Park, Michigan. At a place called Dream Girls. Tony left a 1-star review. Terrible service. You can't get any table side dances. Or I sound like a real idiot. Table side dances. No food. All they have to offer is my favorite dancer, Innocence. That's the only reason I still come here. Hardly any waitresses. The music is outdated and could really take a few pointers from some of the clubs on Michigan Avenue. 1-star.
Okay. The music's outdated.
Noted. Then we'll go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at a place called The Beehive. Tom left a 1-star review. Go here if you want to be harassed by the dancers and watch a bunch of drama unfold. Experienced girls get jealous when the new girls are tipped and then try to pick a fight with the dancers just for doing her simple job. The manager is cold and enables hard drug addiction, harassment towards customers instead of what he should be doing, which is enforcing the rules. 1-star.
I love it when they give the owners advice on how to run a strip club.
Yeah. And he sounds like he's more involved in the drama than anybody else.
Yeah.
He knows everything. This dancer gets mad at the new one because she's getting making money.
Well, because I love it when they have to stand up. They feel the need to stand up.
Yeah,
they're going to white knight for these women.
I'm going to white knight for them. That's a good way to phrase it. Yeah. They're going to love it. And he probably goes in on his phone and goes, hey, did you see it? Well, I was in there the other night. I wrote this review for y'all.
Well, thank you so much. It needed to be said.
Is that somebody need to say something on your behalf?
Yeah. You're so sweet. Give me $5.
She's like, you're sweating. Get away. And we'll go to, oops, screwed that one up. We will go to City Lights in Fresno, California. Joseph left a one-star review. The managers and owners treat people like dog shit. They are definitely shitty people. I hope this place burns to the ground. Oh. All those amazing dancers would be better off somewhere else. Eat a dick, guys. I have all the time in the world.
Oh, he continues
that. And you folks are too stupid to stop me.
That sounds like a threat.
That sounds like a threat.
Especially when you said, I hope it burns to the ground.
I hope it burns to the ground. You're too stupid to stop me.
Yeah.
I have all the time in the world.
Mm. It does sound like a veiled threat there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Be careful.
He might get a visit.
I think you might get a visit. Surprised that the Yelp didn't take that down, because that does seem like a threat. Then we'll go to this place in Baltimore, Maryland. Terrible. We were there for less than 5 minutes. The first red flag was the overweight cashier, who, after we paid a cover charge, she flashed us her saggy tits. And took our change as the tip. Bitch, we just paid a cover to see dancers in their breasts. We do not need to tip you to see yours. We went in as a couple to drop quite a bit of cash, but the whole place looked and felt shady. We hopped out of there real quick and spent our money at Spice. And I was irritated. The cashier just took our change without permission. Very sketchy, very dirty club, one star.
Yeah,
never heard that before.
Yeah. I'll give you the pre-show here, but
keep, and that's a way to keep. Yeah. She's like, I just showed you my tits.
I'm gonna go keep the change.
That is a great little hustle she's got going on.
That's gonna be my tip. I didn't ask to see them.
Yeah.
So no.
So, I mean, if you're going to put up a fight, we can call the bouncer over here. Mm-hmm. Do you want to make it a big deal? Like, you're just walking in here. Do you want to make it a big deal?
That's the thing. You just walked in the door. Do you want to be a problem already?
Yeah.
I mean, like, damn.
She kind of got you.
Yeah. Just keep the $5. Damn it.
Some of those Tetons. And then we'll go to Bradenton, Florida, a place called Peekaboo. Jonas left a one-star review. Basically, you pay $10 to see a girl in bra and panties, and some of them refuse to go topless even during private dances. Nasty girls. They all looked hooked on something. Very nasty looking girls. Flat. Most of them no body except for one girl. Very small, no privacy, and very uncomfortable seating. The tables don't move, so it's good for skinny fit dudes. Not for big men like me. Dancers were so high, just nasty. And their sets were uncoordinated and all over the place. I'll never go there again. I was expecting to see boobs galore, but it never happened.
One Who star. Is she?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sounds like that they have turned a Waffle House into a strip club.
The tables,
yeah.
Nothing's moving.
Don't move.
We don't
Small
need people
area.
Moving shit around here.
So, I don't know that I've ever been in a strip club where the tables didn't move.
No.
Yeah, I don't think I have. Like a CC's Pizza. Then we'll just wrap up in Denver, Colorado, at a place called the Diamond Cabaret. Tom left a one-star review. This place was recommended to us last time we were out in Denver. Unfortunately, we experienced a very masculine Asian stripper who's clearly been trying to hit the gym. And she crop-dusted our asses more than once. This was the kind of protein shake kind of smell that I once believed was This was the kind of protein shake kind of smell that I once believed was only reserved for men and Clydesdales. Never again. I hear there is less manly strippers at Shotgun Willie's, which we will try to hit next time we're in town.
Yeah, maybe that creatine is giving her gas.
Yeah. Is that a thing? The protein shake farts?
Yeah.
A lot of protein.
A lot of people, when they have those, what do you call it, those pre-workout things or whatever, if they have creatine in them, they'll upset their stomach.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be 100% true.
It could be. Yes, that is true.
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something.
So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.